From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Polls have closed in Kentucky at this hour, with voters there casting ballots in the state's primary. Up for grabs are a total of 51 convention delegates. Based on exit polls and early returns, NPR is now projecting that Hillary Clinton is the winner of that state's primary. Clinton, joined by her husband, former President Bill Clinton, campaigned extensively in the state and is in Louisville at this hour. David Green has been following the Clinton campaign and describes where the former First Lady goes from here.
I'm not sure Bill Clinton could have beaten Barack Obama.
Kentucky had a lot of the same kinds of voters who have helped Clinton get wins in states like West Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania, but predominantly white, older, less affluent, working class, blue collar voters, voters in rural communities that Hillary Clinton visited in Kentucky. So she really was expecting a win here. And the question is going to be, what sort of momentum, if any, does this give to her? She says that she's going to be fighting on from here. She says that there's not officially going to be a Democratic nominee now, tomorrow, or in the next couple days, and she's going to finish out the process. But she is certainly facing an uphill battle, but hopes to use Kentucky as one more state to bolster her argument.
NPR's David Green in Louisville. Once again, based on early returns of the Kentucky primary today, NPR is declaring Hillary Clinton is the winner. That's about 15% of the votes now in there. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy will remain at a Boston hospital for the next several days following the diagnosis he has a malignant brain tumor. Kennedy suffered a seizure over the weekend at his Cape Cod home and had to be airlifted to the hospital. Current plans call for a combination of radiation and chemotherapy. Reaction from colleagues was quick in coming. Speaker Nancy Pelosi referred to Kennedy as a fighter and said the good wishes of his fellow lawmakers are with him.
I know I speak for all of my colleagues when I say that our prayers and thoughts and good wishes are with Senator Kennedy, with his wife Vicky, with our colleague Patrick, his son, and with the entire Kennedy family.
Kennedy, who is 76 years old, is said to be in good spirits, according to his doctors. He is the senior senator from Massachusetts and the second longest-serving member of the U.S. Senate. Computer maker Hewlett-Packard posted a rise in its quarterly earnings today, primarily citing strength in its international business. HP, the world's largest computer maker, says for its second fiscal quarter, net profits totaled $2.1 billion, or 80 cents a share. That's compared with $1.8 billion, or 65 cents a share, a year ago. The company says revenues rose to $28.3 billion, a gain of 11%. From a year earlier. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 199 points to close at 12,828. The Nasdaq lost 23 points. The S&P 500 fell 13 points. This is NPR. A measure that would allow the Justice Department to sue members of OPEC for limiting oil supplies and setting crude oil prices has overwhelmingly cleared the House. The bill, which would subject cartel members, including Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Venezuela, to the same antitrust laws U.S. companies face, passed by a 324-84 vote. The White House had threatened to veto the bill. However, the vote was by a large enough majority to override a presidential veto. The legislation would also call for creation of a Justice Department task force to aggressively investigate gasoline price gouging and manipulation of the energy markets. A detainee held for 4 years at Guantanamo Bay told his story to Congress today. It's the first time a congressional panel heard directly from a former so-called enemy combatant. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Murat Kurnaz is a Turkish national born in Germany. He was apprehended while on a religious tour in Pakistan just after 9/11. He testified by video conference to a House Foreign Affairs subcommittee describing conditions at a secret U.S. prison in Afghanistan and at Guantanamo. Kurnaz said he was shocked, hung from the ceiling by his wrists, and subjected to what he called the water treatment.
There was a bucket of water, and they stick my head into the water. And in the same time, they punched me into my stomach, so I had to inhale all this water.
Kurnaz says he was deprived of food and water and repeatedly asked to sign false confessions, even though documents reveal U.S. agents had concluded he was not a terrorist shortly after his detention. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.
Once again, NPR is projecting Hillary Clinton is the winner in the Kentucky primary. Voters are also casting ballots in Oregon today in that state's primary. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.